Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends, and happy Ash Wednesday. We're beginning this season, such an important season in the church here, the season of Lent, where as the people of God, we make a set of decisions to follow the leadership of the church now into the in preparation for the celebration of the passion, death, and ultimately resurrection and ascension of Jesus to the right hand of the Father. The Christian life is modeled. It's following in the footsteps of Jesus, and Jesus had to pass through the cross to glory. And what Jesus did on the cross for us is at the center of what Lent is about. And the journey now together as we celebrate is, it begins with a humbling today, the receiving of ashes. And I hope, friends, that you're making time today to go to Mass, to go to service, to receive the ashes for this important season, to make a statement, to set your heart, maybe is a good way to put this, to say, I'm going to go today, I'm going to make time, I'm going to get there, I'm going to get to church with my brothers and sisters, and together we're going to begin this season on our knees. We're going to humble ourselves. I've been talking the first couple of days this week about how the church has prepared us with the readings. You know, the readings saying we're called to perfection, the perfection that's exemplified perfectly in Jesus to become saints. The church is most passionate because the heart of Jesus is pulsating in the center of the church's life in this body for us to reach our destiny, for us to live the most meaningful, transformed life in this world that we can possibly make, that we can reach the heights of the Father's plan and purpose for us, which is ultimately to become little Christ, to become saints. And that means to fall radically in love with God, to become obedient, as Jesus will show us, in every way, even to the point of shedding our blood. The privilege of being conformed to Jesus. And the church leads us today into this beautiful day of orienting us toward this penitential season, a season when we fast, we give alms, we pray, we go more deeply into prayer, and we kind of put our game face on and understand, yes, the church now wants me to pay attention not only to the price that Christ paid for our salvation, but to say, this is a serious thing we're doing. This is the most serious thing, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, the narrow way that Jesus said, that he's called us. He said, if you want to be my follower, you must deny yourself and take up your cross and come after me. That's what we're doing in a concentrated way, reminding ourselves. It's easy to forget this because the habit patterns of the world, and we live in a world that's forgetting God, and that 24/7 is coming after us, our attention. You know, we've got our phones 24/7, we've got entertainment 24/7, we've got jobs that keep us working huge hours, and there's just something always pulling at us, distracting us, and it's easy to forget of what's of most value and of what's of greatest importance in our lives. The world is constantly telling us and raising before us the idols of the world and trying to say, this is what's important, sacrifice for this, identify with this, become this. And the church is reminding us, we need now to humble ourselves and beginning with remembering who we are. So I love the sacramental, the receiving of the ashes today, and the traditional way, the prayer that the priest would pray over us or the deacon, remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Remember, man, that you are dust. God breathed into the dust. You're not your own maker. You're going to be dead soon. Life is short. It's a passing shadow. You're here today and you're gone tomorrow. There's an appointment in your future. You will one day stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and you will give an account of your life. We want to be prepared for that moment, and maybe it's a good way to think about the season of Lent. Am I ready to die? Am I ready to meet God? What have I done with the life that He's given me? Have I done what is mine to do in this world? Have I said yes to His grace? And have I learned to love? To love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. That's the command, the first and the greatest of the commands Jesus said. Have I put the first and the greatest in first place in my life? And have I given my greatest effort in cooperating with the strength of the Holy Spirit that God is giving me through the gift of His Son in my life? Have I walked with Him, as Paul would say, walked by the Spirit, who's revealing in my heart, wants me to hear and understand and to come into the love of the Father, the love for the Father, and to live as His child? Have I put first things first? It's really important for us to see, and the church wants us to understand. That's why the ashes are put on our forehead, to remember it's beginning this season on our knees. Yesterday's reading from James, the church gave us, the day before Ash Wednesday, it ended with, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Constant theme in Scripture. Humble yourself before them under the mighty hand of God. God resists the proud, and He raises up the lowly. To be humble is not to hate yourself or to constantly beat on yourself, but it's to recognize, it's to live in truth. You're a creature. Everything you have has been given to you by God, by a loving God. You're radically dependent on Him. You're a contingent being. You're not the origin of your own life, your own identity, nor do you have the power to come fully into your own destiny. Only God can give you what you need and lead you into what's going to be eternal fulfillment forever. You can't produce it. And Jesus wants us to see in this season. He doesn't come to us to condemn, but He comes to us to shed His light, the light of truth. Who are you? Are you living and really following in His footsteps with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? The church's desire is to help us go deep and to not be afraid, and to help us quiet down, to find places of solitude before God, to find silence so we can hear the voice of God. We can order and reorder our lives and align our lives with God and with the leadership of Jesus and His purpose in our lives. And we can lay hold to what's really valuable. One of the things, friends, that Ash Wednesday is, it's such a blessing because it's so sobering, it's so clear, and it reminds us of our frailty. And at the same time, it's a day that's filled with so much hope because God's here. God takes us seriously. And now the church is going to take us by the hand and help us understand in a profound way what really matters in life. Where's the gold in this life? It's in loving God and loving my neighbor. At the end, when we meet the Lord, He's not going to say, hey, how many Super Bowls did you win? You know, how big was your bank account? You know, how many great vacations did you have? Whatever. What neighborhood did you live in? You know, where did you shop? Whatever. What school did you graduate from? He's going to say, did you learn to love? And boom, our whole life is going to flash before us. And the verdict is there. did I learn to love? And I will be able to stand by God's grace on that day if I just simply said each day, Lord, help me to love. To love you the way Jesus did. To love my neighbor the way Jesus did. To love myself the way Jesus does. That's it. That's the Christian life right there. That's the core of it. And every minute counts. You know, it's interesting. You know, just was it a month or so ago when Kobe Bryant and that helicopter full of young people and their parents tragically crashed and died. And the whole country, because of his fame and who he was, so many people anyway in the country were profoundly touched by it and were shocked. And you heard people say, it's just he died too soon. It's just so shocking and overwhelming. And it is. It really is. And there's tremendous grief that's there, and grief and mourning in the face of death, because death is our enemy, whom Jesus has conquered. It's all very normal, but it just struck me at the same time how we as human beings respond to death. It's curious, because death is the one certainty. We all know with certainty that's going to happen to every single one of us. Our heart's going to stop beating one day. We're going to stop breathing. And then whatever comes next is going to unfold, and we have no power to not make it happen. You know what I mean? It's there. It's real. Even though that's the most common thing we all share, as a culture, the society, we almost never talk about it. It's morbid to talk about it. It's a buzzkill. We don't want to think about it. It's too difficult. But at the same time, the Psalms and their wisdom, and we're now in a season of get real, get wise, walk in wisdom and humility. The scripture says, think often about your death so that you can gain wisdom for life. If we think about how short our life is, if we understand that, remember, man, that you're dust and to dust you shall return, it will frame our life and it'll give us a whole different way of looking at and understanding who we are and what this is all about. Not only are we going to die, we also, another thing that's certain is we don't know when. People are shocked because someone like Kobe Bryant, who's so athletic and so physically gifted, and so he was just a hugely talented guy and so strong and felt like the kind of guy, this guy's going to live forever kind of thing, you know? And boom, just like that, he's gone. And no matter how many trophies and NBA championships and how much people like the guy in this world or love the guy, and by the way, I'm not making any comment. I know nothing about him, so I'm not trying to make a comment. But for every single one of us, the question is, how did he die? Where was he at that moment? Did he learn to love? Had he met Christ? Had he surrendered his life to Christ? Did he live a life that's pleasing to God? God knows that. He knows that. I don't pretend to know it at all. But friends, living for that moment and being ready for that moment, that unexpected moment, is the wisdom the church brings to us to say, stay awake, be watchful, cooperate with God's grace now, prepare yourself because that day is coming, and let it define for you how you're going to live. Gain wisdom and walk in the footsteps of Jesus and the wisdom and the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you, friends. Hope you can tune in tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Mary's Mission, Our Response, in which he describes the extraordinary role Our Lady has in the mission of the Church. Even in our day, in this hour, the Lord is using her with such profound grace and strength. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.